Welcome to Quick Answers. For this episode, I'd like to look at verses in the Bible, New Testament, that argue for the effectiveness of apologetics, which is making a defense for the truth of the Christian faith. So we're just going to do a few verses here. The key verse is, of course, 1 Peter 3:15. Let me read it and then pull it apart a little bit. But in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. All right, well, let's look at this briefly. In your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. We're not going to get anywhere dealing with people if we're doing this all in our own strength. And I'm preaching to myself as much as I'm talking to anybody else. We have to have the right attitude going in. This is all about honoring Jesus. This is all about being faithful to Him. It's not about notching a mark on our gun belt that we're taking down somebody else, that we see them as opponents and all. That's not the way Jesus saw people. He had great compassion. We have to set apart Christ as Lord of our lives before we turn around and try to fix somebody else up and change them. And then it says to always be prepared. I've got a story about that. I keep it really short, but I was at the doctor's office one day, and all of a sudden he asked me what I was doing. I said I was interested in apologetics and defending the Christian faith and arguing for the truthfulness of it. And I thought that would be it. You know, I mean, it's a doctor. They're in a hurry. But no, he sat there and he said, "Really?" And we ended up in a spiritual conversation until a nurse had to rap on the door and say, "You need to move along." So I've written him, and he's talked to me, and we're sharing. I'm not sure I'm getting anywhere, but that's fine. That's not up to me. That's up to God. We're always supposed to be prepared. I wasn't prepared, in a sense, going to a doctor thinking I was going to talk apologetics, but we need to have the background and be ready to step in and get a conversation going. Also, this verse says we're supposed to give an answer to everyone. Everyone. So we're talking anybody that can understand the truths of Christianity, from junior high or high schooler, maybe even grade school child, up to grandmas and grandpas. We have to be ready at that dinner table during Thanksgiving. We need to be ready over the water cooler at the office. We need to be ready in a classroom. We need to be ready at home. We need to be ready hanging over the fence, talking to a neighbor, anyone who asks us for the reason, for the hope that we have. Notice we have reasons for our hope. This is not a leap of faith that we have. We have reasons for our hope. And then at the very end, I think this is powerful. We're supposed to do this with gentleness and respect. One more time. These are fellow human beings. We're fallen. They're fallen. Somebody once said, all we are as Christians, we're beggars telling other beggars where the food is. And I think that's really true. We're not in any kind of superior position, and we never need to think that we are. Okay, so that's 1 Peter 3:15. Here's another verse, Colossians 2:8. Let me read it, and again, we'll pull it apart quickly. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy. Well, that's powerful. What a challenge. See to it that no one takes you captive. In other words, apologetics, Christian defense of the faith, protects us from being swept off through some kind of bad philosophy. So I'll just ask you, is there a lot of bad philosophy these days? Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't even have to find out what your response is. It's simple. There's terrible philosophy everywhere. A book came out some time ago called The Da Vinci Code, full of falsehoods, took a lot of people away from the Christian faith. Here's another verse, 2 Corinthians 10:5. We demolish arguments and take captive every thought. Now, the Colossians passage I gave you is a defensive use of apologetics that keeps you from being drawn away. But notice the 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, we demolish arguments. So we can take the offensive. And I don't mean to be offensive, but we can show the weaknesses of other worldviews. We're always put on the defensive. You Christians, this is wrong, this is wrong, what's wrong with you? But look at the other worldviews that are out there. They offer much less support. They offer much less comfort. They're not logically consistent. They have a lot of problems. We can demolish these kinds of arguments that are out there. Okay, just a couple more verses. How about Titus? All right, what does Titus say? In your teaching, show soundness. This is Paul talking to Titus, is chapter 2, verse 8. In your teachings, show soundness. And did Paul show soundness? Sure. He went into synagogues and he reasoned. It says over and over again, he reasoned with the people. Acts 17, verse 2, he reasoned with them. Acts 17, verse 17, he reasoned in the synagogue. Acts 19, verse 8, Paul entered the synagogue arguing persuasively. Of course, we need to make sure when we say we're making an argument, people get a little bit concerned about that, thinking they have to get angry. It just means having a position and supporting it logically. That's all. And Paul was doing that. So there are verses throughout the New Testament that say it's important for us to engage with people that don't believe in a kind way.